Today is the great feast of All Saints. It's a day when the church commemorates all those holy ones. That's what the word saint means. Holy ones of God. We sing not only the praises of the famous saints, those whom we call Saint So-and-so, Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Our Lady Mary, Saint Francis, Saint Joan of Arc, and so on, but also those holy ones that are known to God alone, and perhaps known to you and yours in your life. People like your great Aunt Sophie. The saints are many, many things. We began today by singing, I Sing a Song of the Saints of God. One was a soldier, and one was a priest, and one was slain by a fierce wild beast. The seminary used to change the words to, and one was slain by a fierce wild priest. The hymn goes on, you can meet them in school, or in lanes, or at sea, at church, or in trains, or in shops, or at tea, for the saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one too. Now, I hope you know that the saints are not freaks. They're not weirdos. They're not exceptions. The saints are not the opposite of sinners. There's no opposite to sinner in this world. There are only redeemed sinners and unredeemed sinners. Holy One, saint, does not mean sinless, but set apart, called out of the world into the kingdom of God. That is what the sacrament of baptism is all about, dying to the world, the flesh, the devil, and becoming an heir with Christ and a child of God. All of us are called to be saints. So very briefly, what are some of the job qualifications for us to be the saints that God created us to be? Number one, a saint knows that he is a sinner. You might not have sinned much in your life, but you are still a sinner. And a saint knows that he or she has fallen short of the glory of God, and because of that, knows the good news of salvation through Jesus. A saint sees both. A saint is a realist. But a saint is also an idealist. A saint labors to establish the kingdom of God through heroic love. A saint is a slave of Christ, a doormat for Jesus, a palm branch for Christ's donkey to tread on. A saint is also a conqueror greater than Alexander the Great. Alexander only conquered the world, but a saint conquers herself. What does it profit, says Jesus, if a person conquer the whole world and lose their own soul in the process? A saint is so open-minded that he can say, along with St. Paul, I have learned in whatever state I find myself to be content. A saint marries Jesus for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. A saint is so close-minded, on the other hand, so determined, so stubborn, that she will die before compromising the truth and will even write credo, I believe, in the sand with her own blood. One saint actually did that. A saint is higher than anyone else in the world. A saint is the real mountain climber. Saints are the real heroes. And yet saints are lower than anyone else in the world. Like water, saints flow to the lowest places, like Calcutta. A saint does not allow others to play God to her. She does not make decisions based on what everyone else does. She does not believe that the rightness or wrongness of an action is dependent by opinion polls or celebrities. A saint takes orders from the general, not from the army. A saint does not play God to others, as we so often do, perhaps subtly. But the saints are not subtle, are they? They are simple. And finally, a saint is a little Christ. Some years ago, I had, I believe it was the first Holy Communion class, touring the church, and we were looking at windows and so on. And I said, well, what is a saint? And one of the little kids said, a saint is someone that the sun shines through. A saint is someone through whom the Son of God shines. You see Jesus in his saints. And can the same be said about you and of me? Do people see Jesus in us? So sainthood is God's job description for all of us, and it's the only job in town. Sainthood is not an option. It's not something just for religious people, whoever they are. Everyone in heaven is a saint. And I mean to be one too, and I hope you do as well. The most important thing in this life is to qualify for the job. We've all got a good start, don't we? Because saints are made from sinners. Only sinners need apply. No one can qualify and make himself or herself a saint. Only God can do that. Our part is to want it, to choose it, to believe it, to receive it, to lie there and not wiggle while Dr. God operates on it. But though we can't become saints without God, God will not make us saints without our cooperation. We become saints by willing to. St. Francis de Sales put it this way: if you were to stop and look into your heart with complete honesty, you would know that there is one reason why you are not even now a saint. And that is because you do not will it. We will become saints not by thinking about it, and certainly not by preaching about it. We become saints by doing it. God being our helper. The hymn in procession to the font is found in your bulletin.